kind to heat the water to pour into the tub after you had let the cold water in. That's the best we could do. Oh, that was crude. My goodness, that was crude. There was no electricity. There were no electrical fans. There were no screens. And mosquito bars were used in the summertime. You had to keep the mosquitoes off. Heavens, you couldn't sleep if you didn't have some protection from mosquitoes. And some nights were stifling. Mm-hmm. You'd have no electric fan. You would have been burning a gas light, which turned out a great deal of heat. And then when you went to bed, you had to get under this mosquito bar.
The mosquito bar?
Bar, B-A-R.
What was that?
It was a netting, really. And there was almost no air circulation under it. Good gracious, it was just dreadful. I don't know how we stood it.
You know, I guess most people in town weren't as lucky as y'all to have bathrooms inside. What did they have? What did they call the building outside, the bathroom outside?
There were no indoor toilets. And there were outdoor privies, we called them. They called them chick sales edifices later on. that was crude to heavens and earth. That was just, I don't know how we lived through it. One side is for the colored folks and one side for the white folks.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some about the different buildings you'd have on a farm. Were you ever around a farm much?
Buildings on farms?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. Never lived on a farm. They would have a corn crib and a cotton house,
uh-huh,
and an implement shed to put things like plows. Didn't have any tractors in the early days. And cotton wagons. And wagons drawn by mules and horses, mostly mules. And there would be cabins, we call them, all over the plantation. And that's where the colored folks lived.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very crude. Usually there's a pump out in the yard. Up in the delta, you can go a certain distance and there they always find water. But some of it reeks of iron, and I don't see anybody stands it.
What about the place where the animals would stay, the big building? What about the big building where you could store hay or keep the animals?
They were called sheds and barns.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were just sheds for the horses and mules. Some of barns with room upstairs for hay and corn.
What did they call that room upstairs?
That was just a loft.
Uh-huh. Say if there was too much hay to put up in the loft.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'll be on my depth now. I don't know anything about that.
well,
I think that they stacked it outside.
Uh-huh.
And I do not recall having anything like tarpaulins, which is in the old days was heavy canvas, or plastic was unknown. There were no plastic covering for haystacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's comparatively modern.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they call it when they cut the hay and dry it and they'd rake it up in little piles? Did you ever hear a word for those little piles of hay?
Don't recall any, no.
Mm-hmm. What about tell me about the different animals that they had on a farm and where they'd be kept.
Some of them stayed outdoors, summer and winter.
We had